Have your name, please?
Robert Loggia.
Can you spell that for me?
Certainly. That's Robert Loggia. R as in Robert Loggia. O as in, oh my God, it's Robert Loggia. B as in, by God, that's Robert Loggia. E as in, everybody loves Robert Loggia. R as in, Robert Loggia. T as in, Tim, look over there, it's Robert Loggia. Space. L as in,
cactus,
look,
cactus,
it's Robert
cactus,
Loggia.
Cactus, cactus, cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus,
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 cactus, cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus,
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 cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
Calling me a hobo.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus,
cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for March 15th, 2017. And I'm your host. My name is Brad. I'm always the host. Who else would be the host? Today's episode is sponsored by Andrew Don Farkim. He insists that I say his entire full name on the air as a sponsor. I think probably just so he can make fun of me for pronouncing it wrong. But that's the name of today's sponsor, Andrew Don Farquim, or Farkim, or I don't know. This is bullshit, making me say the whole name. It's fucking bullshit, Andrew. But thank you for sponsoring the show and being a supporter and all that. And also thanks to some of the new supporters, such as Doug C. and Naomi and Victor and Dr. Smoothrod and Hack and Chris L. and Jack B. And there's some others. I guess I'll just save them for next time. I have a few announcements today. The first announcement is a thank you to Dr. Punchy for giving me the Rust game on Steam. And also thanks to the few other people who offered to give me the Rust game on Steam. So everybody blame Dr. Punchy if I become addicted to Rust and play that all the time instead of doing shows. And in case you've forgotten, there's a Rust PLA server type thing on Steam. Well, not PLA exactly, but you know, a bunch of PLA PCN people on there, like Carlito and Sloth and XYZ, and Laughtrack Mad, and I don't know, tons and tons of other people on Rust. I got on there for the first time last night and hung out with Mysticlay. So if you want to hang out with PLA people on Rust, you should go to the server list thing and just search for Rejects. Rust Rejects. You'll see the words PLA in the title of it. Thanks, Dr. Punchy. Also, Nick Caesar. He has a Patreon now. You guys know who Nick Caesar is, right? He's the unofficial PLA artist. Nearly every cartoon drawing you've seen in the past year has been by Nick Caesar. And he does that for a lot of the prank call shows in the community. And it's pretty much the best art ever. And if you like the art that you've seen on the shows, you should definitely support Nick at patreon.com/scaryart. And if you like the art that you've seen here on the Snowplow Show over the past year or so, then you have Nick to thank for that. So go to Nick Caesar's Patreon account and pledge some money or something. I did it. You should too. You know, if you don't think you can afford it, just cancel your PLA Patreon subscription and subscribe to Nick Caesar's instead, because he's cooler than me. But more importantly, Nick Caesar also has a Spreadshirt store now, which contains a ton of PLA art. He didn't want to put these up on Spreadshirt, and I convinced him to do it because he didn't want to make money off of my stuff, but it's not really my stuff. Come on, Nick, it's your stuff. So I convinced Nick to do that, and now there are a ton of brand new PLA shirts located at scaryart.spreadshirt.com. Let's see, let's go through this real quick. We've got the Aqua Teen Hunger Force art, if you remember that one. He's selling a Go Cup that says Go Cup on the side. And here's some stuff about Laugh Track Matt's show. We don't care about that. Here's a robot cactus in Roy, New Mexico. Here's Z100.3, the gerbil. You've been butt slammed, it says. There's a picture of the old man that says, I don't go to the Go Cup places and I don't go out for coffee. Here's a picture of him, a cartoon picture. And he's talking to a cactus with a camera in his face. These are amazing shirts, and I'm gonna get some of these soon. There's a picture of Carrot Top hanging out next to a cactus. A Bedbug Farm, a Skippy and Dippy morning show shirt. This is amazing, and I hope he puts more of these up. I really want Nick to get paid for all the art he does for my show. I'm too cheap to pay him myself, you guys. So I need to depend on all of you to go here and buy shirts from him at scaryart.spreadshirt.com. Holy crap, the entire beginning of my show is turning into a commercial for Scary Art. But I don't care, because these are awesome shirts. If you want official PLA shirts, go to phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. But unofficial shirts are at scaryart.spreadshirt.com. There's no hyphen in Scary Art this time. He decided to confuse everyone again by taking the hyphen out. Or excuse me, I mean the minus out. I will have links to both the Patreon and the Spreadshirt store in the show notes on phonelosers.org. I think that's enough announcements for today. Let's make some calls.
Lowest price ever at Radio Shack on the most powerful transportable cellular phone system. Just $7.99 when you sign up with Radio Shack's authorized cellular phone carrier.
Go where you wanna go.
There's nothing else to buy, and it's ready to go wherever you go.
Call when you wanna call.
Use in your car, or go portable and take it along. Radio Shack's complete transportable cellular phone system. Just $7.99 only at Radio Shack, the technology store.
I got an email here from Dawson, and Dawson says, when I was at the AT&T store, they accidentally gave me someone else's AT&T bill. You know what to do. You're welcome. And he attached some lady's AT&T bill to the email, and I actually don't know what to do, really. I mean, basically, I just have someone's phone number, and it shows, like, all of her phone numbers on here, and it shows how much she pays and what she added to the account, I think. It looks like she added a couple of iPads to the account, you know, like data plans, and there's a couple of voice lines on here. And she spells her name weird. It's K-A-R-Y-N. Maybe I'll just yell at her about that. But let's give Karen a call and work out these billing issues we have with her.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Karen. This is Dave from the AT&T store. You were in here to upgrade some plans and put a bunch of iPads on. It was very excessive.
Yes.
And it looks like we accidentally overcharged you by about, it looks like $20.
Oh.
Yeah. So, is what we're going to do is we're just going to take $20 off. So I'm just redoing the whole thing, taking $20 off. But there's a small problem.
How did you discover it?
The manager came over and he actually had your paper bill in his hand and he hit me in the back of the head with it.
Oh,
it was, like, not funny, actually. It still hurts. But it was...
That's awesome.
So it was $255.91, it looks like, originally. So it's now going to be $235.91.
Excellent. So wonderful.
We redid it, but just for the first time only, you're going to have to pay both the $255 and the $235. The computer won't let us just erase something. So you just have to pay twice this 1 month. But then after that, you save $20 a month. It's because of the proration charge.
Oh, so why would I pay twice? I don't follow.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't follow why I would pay twice.
Oh, because I'm not very good with the computer here. Like, I tried to take it out, but it won't let me take it out, so it's just going to charge you twice. But it's not charging you twice, like the full twice. Like, on one of them, you're getting $20 off. But then after that, it'll be $20 cheaper every month. Eventually, it'll pay for itself, you know?
Okay.
After 20 months or so.
Okay, I guess so. I'm not sure I quite understand, but okay.
Basically, you're paying around $500 just this 1 month. And then after that, it'll be back to normal. But lower than normal. It's going to be $20 cheaper every month.
Why wouldn't it just be the $253 or $255 this month and then $235 in subsequent months?
Because they change the computer stuff around, and I don't really understand how to do it. So when I try to take off the old one, it just won't take off. So it's just going to charge you twice, just this one time. And then after that, it'll be normal. It looks like your total this month it's not even...
My new rate is supposed to be $235, right?
Right, yeah. But it looks like...
So this month I would pay twice. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's not even $500. It looks like it's $491.82.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. But, like, why wouldn't it just be the higher rate? And then...
Oh, because that was too much. We accidentally charged you too much. Like $20 too much.
For how many months, though?
Just
1 month?
No, just 1 month.
So why not just give me like a $20 credit?
I don't know how. Like, I'm trying to put it in the computer and it just won't let me. Like, the stupid computer, I don't know what its problem is. It used to work just fine. They changed systems on us.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because we use Windows XP still. But I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. Weird, but okay.
Yep. $491 this month. And then after that, it'll eventually work out so it's cheaper and you'll save money at some point in 2019. It looks like the very end of 2019.
Yeah, this is really strange.
Yeah, you'll save.
It seems like a very circular way to do it.
Yeah, well, I don't understand the computers, you know? I'm a Mac person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. It's not my fault. It's just, okay. You know, I'm not a computer genius.
Yeah, but it just seems, like, just from a customer perspective, it seems like, really.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I don't know how to take it out, so it's just going to be in there twice. Just this one time. One time only. Unless you come in and change again, then it could happen again. You never know.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
And, hey, on your name on this bill, is this a typo? Like, K-A-R-Y-N?
No, it's not a typo.
Oh, because it just seems like a really stupid way to spell the name Karen. Like, shouldn't it be K-A-R-E-N?
Excuse me?
I just mean, like, most people spell it K-A-R-E-N. And you have it K-A-R-Y-N, and it's very confusing and stupid. It just seemed like a stupid way to spell it. Like, what's your middle name?
Okay, well, I gotta run. Thank you.
Where are you going?
Thanks.
Where are you going? What are you doing? Well, she was not upset at all. She just kind of took it. She's just like, okay, whatever. I pay twice this month. Not a big deal. I'm filthy rich. I can afford it. What the hell, Karen? And I just tried to call the other number that's on the bill. You know, there's like a bunch of iPads, and then there's a couple of numbers which I think are just the voice lines. And the other number isn't picking up. I was hoping to talk to her husband, but there's no answer on that line. So let's call Karen one more time. Just one more time, because I'm very upset that she didn't get upset with me. I'm getting really pissed off about this, you guys. She's not picking up. Okay, I'm going to change my number to a different area code, but still in her local area. It's no longer 420-6969.
Hello, yeah.
Damn it, okay, she's just not going to pick up anymore. She's probably on the phone to the AT&T store, yelling at them. Or not yelling, because Karen doesn't get mad. But I'm sorry, Dawson, I feel like I failed you on your prank request. But at least we know that's probably the weirdest call she's gotten all day. So that's a good thing. Here's a request from Sam. He wants me to prank call his girlfriend, Jennifer. And she works for, I guess I shouldn't say the name of the place, but it's a real estate management company. And he wants me to tell her I'm the CEO of that company. And he gives me the name of the CEO and apparently the guy's phone number. And he wants me to say that I'm looking for a new mistress and I would like to give her the opportunity because you've been impressed with her work at the company. And this kind of sounds to me, Sam, like you're just trying to test your girlfriend and make sure that she's a loyal girlfriend and she's not going to be the CEO's new mistress just because I give her a bunch of money. So this prank call could just totally ruin a relationship or maybe it'll strengthen it. That's a risk I'm willing to take by calling up Jennifer.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hey there, this is Andy with the group. I'm the CEO.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. Hey, I hope you don't mind me calling you. Did they tell you I was in a car wreck last week?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's not a big deal. I'm okay. Just my shoulders are a little sore and my neck hurts and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm actually out of aspirin. I mean, not aspirin, but Tylenol. Do you think you could bring some by my house real quick? I live down in Dearborn Heights.
I'm in West Bloomfield right now.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long then. I thought you were in Pontiac. Well, that's even closer than I thought.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm heading to meet my grandma.
Oh.
Is there anyone else available?
No, I was just hoping you could do it. Just some extra strength Tylenol, like the 500 milligrams. And by chance, are you any good at massages?
No.
Okay, well, it's all right. You can just do your best when you get here. You know, it's just a neck and back massage. It's pretty easy, pretty basic standard stuff.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to, personally.
Oh, really? You know I sign your paychecks, right?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I tell you what. Do you know who Eminem is? Are you a fan of Eminem?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's my neighbor. He lives just four houses down. If you can just bring the Tylenol over, I'll introduce you to Eminem if he's home, or I'll just send you over to his house and you can knock because it's a gated community. You can't get in normally. But once you get in, you can just go and just kind of go up to Eminem's door and say hello.
Oh, no, that's okay. Thank you. Unfortunately, I can't help you out tonight. I hope that someone else can.
Well,
that's
probably
a little closer to you than I am.
What are you going to do at your grandma's? That's so important. I mean, I was in a car wreck. Was your grandma in a car wreck?
No.
So there we go. Okay. So I can give you the address. Do you want to write it down or I can just text it to you?
No, I'm sorry. Honestly, I can't make it. I have plans. I got to take her somewhere.
Where are you taking her to?
I'm taking her to dinner.
Where at? Like which place?
It's in Troy.
Well, that narrows it down to about, 500 places or so. Is it the Red Lobster?
Yeah. No.
If you can come here and bring me extra strength Tylenol, I'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster. I have a bunch of gift cards from Red Lobster. It's a deal we had. And then you can take your grandma to Red Lobster.
No, that's okay. Thank you, though.
This is kind of bullshit, you know. I do sign your paychecks.
Okay. You do. I appreciate that, and I do my job.
Yeah, you do. But like, you're not doing your job now. I'm in pain here, and you don't have to do the massage necessarily, unless you just feel like maybe you want to after you meet me. Mainly, I just need the Tylenol.
I'm sorry, but I'm I can't come over tonight, and I'm actually driving right now, so I should really get off the phone.
Well, we've been on the phone for like 4 minutes, and you haven't wrecked yet, so you should be fine.
Right, but I don't want to.
I think the odds of you wrecking are pretty low.
I'm sorry?
The odds of you wrecking are pretty low. I mean, I was just in a car crash last week. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you did.
Hey, I can pay you money, but here's the thing. Can you get me real drugs? Like, do you know anyone that can get me real drugs?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I've got to go. Goodbye.
Hey, just don't even bother coming in tomorrow. Oh, man. Okay, I guess no Tylenol for me. No Tylenol and no back rub. And no hard drugs. And no meeting Eminem for her. Stupid Jennifer. She'd rather hang out with her grandma than Eminem. The hell's wrong with her? So, hey, Sam, I guess you're going to have an update for me, right? You should send me an email and let me know what the update to this phone call is. Because I'd kind of like to know if she believed any of that. Lauren has sent me a request that says, "Hey, Brad, my neighbor gets super pissed whenever he has to order more medicine as they are trying to convince him to order it online, but he always gets super pissed when they do. His name is Joseph, and this is his phone number. Tell him that the robot that answers the phone is tired of getting yelled at." And Lauren doesn't tell me the name of the business that he deals with. I guess I just have to hope that he believes me. I'll just make up some generic-sounding business, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Who's this?
This is Steve Dave from the Medicine Ordering Center, and I just needed to let you know we're going to be switching you over to internet. So you're just going to order your medicine over the internet now instead of over the phone?
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Hi. Joseph?
Yeah, did you call?
Yeah, I just called you. I was speaking. Didn't you hear me?
He told you to hold on. He passed the phone.
Oh, I didn't even hear him. He must have mumbled or something. Well, anyway, I'm calling from the medicine ordering company, and I just needed to let you know we're going to be switching you over to internet ordering.
What medicine company?
So you can just order your medicine refills over the internet.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It'll be more convenient that way. I'm just
who told you to do that, sir?
No, we just decided to because nobody orders over the phone anymore. And
let me ask you a question.
All right.
Who are you? Who do you represent?
My name is Steve Dave. You the robots that answer our phone are getting tired of getting yelled at by you. And they say they don't want to order over the phone anymore. Just use the internet. That's all.
I don't understand a word. I don't understand the concept. How did you get in touch with me and why?
I'm from
do I do business with, sir?
Of
do
course.
Do I do business with you somehow?
Of course, yeah. You call and reorder your medicine from us.
From who? What's the name of the company?
From the Medicine Ordering Company Incorporated. And
you got me all wrong. I don't order medicine from you. Okay. I never have.
Well, you don't have to yell at me, okay?
Am I yelling?
Yeah, sounds like you're yelling at me. No, I'm just saying, like,
usually... Well, that's your own perception, sir. I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to understand this mind rot that you're throwing at me.
Well, usually when you call into our system, you always yell at the automated system.
Sir, when I call into your system, who am I calling?
You're calling the Medicine Ordering Machine Association of America Corporation.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
How old would you have to be to think that makes sense?
Well, that's the name of our company. No, I'm just saying, you're always yelling.
But sir, when I call in for my medicine, I call the folks I deal with.
Right, yeah, where are those people? You know, there's so many companies,
okay,
there's so many names.
Name the company that I have.
Oh, man, hell if I know. I you know, there's so many, like, umbrella companies with all these medical whatever.
You have a provider. A provider.
Yeah.
You understand that, don't you?
No. But there's just so many, you know. I don't know which one you use. I'm just saying, whenever you call here, you're just always yelling at us. You're always yelling at the automated system.
Sure, you're accusing me of something I've never done in my life. I've never yelled at you. I've never talked to you.
No, the robots told us that you yell every time.
The robot? What's a robot?
You know, over the phone where it says, say this if you want to do this. You're always just screaming at them.
I deliberately don't get involved in that.
You're being irritable.
I deliberately don't do it. Where'd you get my number? Where'd you get the information? And why are you calling?
It's in the system. Oh, my God. I've told you several times why I'm calling.
Oh, my God.
Can you just stop yelling at me?
If you think this is frustrating for you, you should just hang up.
Well, why don't you hang up, motherfucker?
Motherfucker. See, what'd you just tell me?
I said hang up. Hang up the phone. Just hang it up.
Yeah, you call me a motherfucker?
Yep. Hang up that phone, motherfucker.
Wow. Where are you located?
You hang it up right now.
Where are you located, sir?
I don't have to tell you. I'm tired of being yelled at. You just hang up that phone.
Piece of garbage, you asshole, gypsy.
Gypsy?
Piece of garbage.
You're a gypsy.
Don't ever call this house again.
You hang up that phone, you gypsy. Holy shit, you guys. I think I can check another thing off my bucket list, and that is to get called a gypsy by somebody that I call up. I've never been called a gypsy before, but now I have. This is great. You know, I thought this show was kind of sucking here for a little bit, but now it's a great show, because I just got called a gypsy. So thank you, Lauren, for sending this one in, and maybe you should go check on your neighbor and make sure he's okay after that call. He sounded very distressed, but I think we should blame you, because you didn't even tell me what the name of the company was that he deals with, so I had to make it up. I got some job applications here from Brown Magic. I don't know how he got them. Maybe he just works at this place. But it's a Mexican restaurant, and it looks like he sent me, I think, 3 job applications. And I've been trying to call these for days. I can't seem to get through to any of them. Like, this one girl, the first girl on the list, her phone rings 4 times, goes to voicemail, 4 times, goes to voicemail. You know, I try over and over. And eventually she starts hitting the fuck you button, and it's just like 1 or 2 rings and goes to voicemail. I guess she just doesn't want the job anymore. And then this other one, it just goes straight to voicemail, never even rings. But I did get through to this one person here on the list. Her name is Lauren. No relation to the Lauren that submitted the previous request. I mean, as far as I know, it's not. But who knows with Brown Magic. Anyway, this is the one person I got through to, and you'll see that I try to impress her by speaking Spanish.
Hello.
Hello, Lauren?
Yeah?
Hey, aloha. This is Sensei Doug from the Mexican restaurant that you applied at.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The... Mexican restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And hey, when you came in and turned in your application, you were just looking at me, and can you just stop looking at me like that, like give me those snake eyes?
I did not give you those. I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Look, I'm not the manager or anything. I'm just an employee. So I'm not trying to. I'm not calling you because you're hired or anything. I'm just saying, when you turned in your application, you were just looking at me. I don't see why you have to look at me.
Okay, that was a long, long time ago, probably 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's not that long.
I don't know why you called me like that. I didn't mean to give you snake eyes. I guess that's just my face.
Yeah, you have, like, resting snake eye face.
Okay, well, that's just my face. I'm a pretty nice person. Oh, I don't really judge people.
I'm sure you are, but you're just looking at me, you know? You're just looking at me. The whole time you're in here, you're like handing your application, you're just looking at me.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I have to work.
Where do you work at?
Don't call me back.
Where do you work at? I'm just curious. Poor Lauren. I made her think that she has resting snake eye face. But that was like an hour ago that I talked to her, and let's call her back one more time and, I don't know, just apologize or whatever. I don't want her to think she really has resting snake eye face.
Hello?
Hey, Lauren, my manager said I needed to call you and just apologize for saying that you have resting snake eye face. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really...
Why did you call me in the first place?
Well, just because of the way you were... You were looking at me when you brought in your application.
I know, but that was literally 2 or 3 months ago, and I don't recall that.
It's been eating at me, though,
so
all this time.
You could just not call me and do that, or do that to anyone, especially if it's so long ago. I'm a very nice person. I'm sure
you are, despite the snake eyes. But my manager said I had to apologize, so I'm apologizing, okay? And now I'm probably going to get written up.
Can I please talk to your manager?
I'm probably going to get written up, thanks to you.
Okay, well, you shouldn't have called me in the first place.
Well, maybe you shouldn't give me snake eyes. Oh, and he's giving me a look. I'm sorry. That just came out.
I did not give you snake eyes. I did not mean to do that. That's just my face. Can I please talk to your manager?
Okay, let me get him. 1 second.
Hello, this is the manager.
Hi, can I ask who just called me? I'm very confused right now.
That's Sensei Doug. He's a kind of a loose cannon. And okay. we've had problems with him, and I'm so sorry about that. I made him call you back and apologize.
Yeah, I don't recall when I ever had problems with him. I don't ever remember meeting him. I turned in my application maybe like 2 or 3 months ago, and
yeah,
he said
yeah,
I was giving him snake eyes. I don't recall that. I may have just looked at him, and maybe I just have a mean-looking face. I don't know. I'm a nice person, though.
I was over at table 17, and I looked over, and I saw you giving him snake eyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did I? Oh, yep. Well, that's just my face. I didn't mean to do that.
He shouldn't have said that, so I made him call you and apologize.
Okay.
So everything's fine, and just forget it.
Is this the manager for real?
Yeah, this is Steve Dave. I'm a completely different person. This is not an elaborate ruse. I am the manager, and everything's fine now. I've dealt with the problem. Everything's fine.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, have a nice day.
I need to get back to work.
Oh, where do you work at? What do you do there?
I'd rather not say.
I was just curious, just making conversation. Jeez, I can feel the snake eyes through the phone. Damn it, I don't think she heard that at the end. And damn it, you guys, I suck at disguising my voice. I think she figured it out after a while. And on these job applications, there's a section for the references. You know, there's 3 different references that they can put down. And then there's also the job references on the other side, you know, where they've previously worked. But there's not a section for them to write down the phone number for some reason. It's like the person's name and address and years known or something like that, you know? But there's no section for a phone number. What's the point of a reference check if you don't even have their phone number? You only have their address. So weird. Anyway, thank you, Brown Magic, for sending those applications in. It's kind of a bummer that only one of them answered. I tried for several days, I promise, but the other ones just wouldn't pick up. They must have found a job already. And this is all my fault, of course, because Brown Magic sent me these back in January. So maybe I should have called them quicker if I wanted them to pick up. I'm so stupid. Stupid.
Hey, Brad.
Stupid.
I have a fucking awesome thing to say.
Hey.
Hey, have you heard about Project
Alvin?
Loco? It's Adobe. The Project Loco, if you haven't looked it up on Google, it allows me to take your voice and have you say anything I want you to say.
Oh, shit.
And that's going to be some scary crap. Hey, check it out. Just Google it. Adobe Project Loco.
This sounds like a threat.
Adobe's now making Photoshop for voices.
Are you threatening me?
You can take your sound and be able to change it.
Is that why you're making yourself sound like a chipmunk? You know, if I wanted to, I could just turn the pitch down on your voice and make you sound normal, and disguising your voice wouldn't work at all. But I won't do that. Not me.
Hey, Brad, I was just calling to say thank you so much for your autograph and all the great
stickers that you sent to me. So thank you so much.
Anytime.
And I love the show. Bye-bye.
That wasn't my autograph. I just have my secretary do all the autographs. I haven't signed anything in decades.
Brad Carter, this is Redbeard.
Hello.
Fuck. I don't have anything to say. No, I'm just kidding. So I was just listening to
an
episode from a couple episodes ago. And fuck all this pen bullshit. They're spelled two different ways. They got two different meanings, but you say in the same way. And fuck anybody who says differently.
You know,
just tell me who says differently, and I'll fuck them up.
Okay.
Bye. Love you, cactus.
From now on, anyone that complains about the way I pronounce pin, I'm gonna give your phone number to Redbeard, and he's gonna take care of things. And also, I can't remember who told me this. Somebody told me this within the past couple of days, but my memory sucks, so I can't remember who. But someone told me that it's like an interchangeable thing. You can pronounce it pin if you want, and that it's common for people from the South, or people, I forget actually, but they said people from the South, they pronounce it pin instead of pen. So that's my excuse. You know, I spent years in Texas, and I lived in Florida, and of course, Roy, New Mexico. So that must be why I pronounce it that way. I don't have an excuse for the rest of the words I pronounce wrong, but I think that's a good enough excuse for the way I pronounce pin.
Hey, Brad, it's Alan.
Hey.
I remember you said before that if we guess it right on what your actual job is, you would say yes or no.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to guess. I'm pretty sure you work for Comcast as like one of those call help centers.
How'd you know?
Bye.
Crap. No, that's not it. I work from home. I'm an independent contractor. I work for a bunch of people. Or actually, I work for much less people than I worked for, a couple of years ago. Because I've just been kind of letting people disappear so I can do this show more often.
Hey, Roy. It's that Nebraska Ryan guy here. Listening to your last show. Then you really had that guy going, getting him to shut his breakers off. I really think you could have been the next Mildred Monday. You could have got that guy to shut his breakers off about once every 3 or 4 months. I bet you. Really
I should do that. I should call him back every few months and just have a new excuse about why he should shut off all of his switches.
I like how you said, 220, 221, whatever it takes. That's awesome. Some Mr. Mom reference.
Yep.
I laughed my ass off.
You are probably the only person, the only listener that understood that.
I told my buddy that too, so we had to listen to that over and over and over again. I don't know how many other people caught that reference, but
I love that movie in the 80s.
We laughed our asses off, so keep up the subtle thing. We like that. Cactus.
Well, you know, it was subtle until you came on the voicemails and told everyone what it meant. Not that anyone else has ever seen that movie, but you know.
Hey, Brad, it's Jimbo from Romo.
Hey, Jimbo. Holy shit, this is a long voicemail.
Romo, and I asked you in an email recently for a nickname, and you never responded, so I went ahead and made my own up. So anyway, Jimbo from Romo.
Sorry.
Couple things. First, I saw you had a little ding in your car. And
Yep.
Just want to say I'm glad you're all right. Hope that all works out and get that taken care of and all that.
My
I also
car
had
is
a suggestion.
Fucked up.
I know you love
fucked.
Suggestions on your voicemail. So, but yeah, I had a. It was kind of based on what you did the other day on a show. They answered and you were talking and the guy got kind of pissed off that you were saying something. But I thought if you call people and you can pretend to be like the phone company or cable company or whatever, but you're already talking shit about them when they answer, so you could be like, oh, what a stupid fucking name, blah, blah. So when they answer, you're like, oh, hi, this is Brad, by the way. And then go on with the phone call and see if they call you out on hearing you talk crap about them. So anyway, just a suggestion. I love when people get mad. That's always the most fun.
I'll try to remember that one. That could be fun.
And I think that's a sure way to get it to happen. Anyway, love your show. Keep up the good work. And cactus.
Fucking name, Jimbo from Romo. What the fuck is that? Oh, his voicemail's over. Okay. Thanks, Jimbo, for leaving a voicemail.
Yes, hello, Bradley. This is Jesus Christ. I just got your message from
the Jesus.
Preacher, and I want you to know that I am looking out for your show. Your show is going to be funny today.
Aw, thanks, Jesus.
It's going to be great. You're going to get your computer back.
Woo-hoo.
And Sunshine
can't
is
wait.
Going to let you see her sexual organs.
Oh, yay.
And good times.
Okay. Thanks,
good
Jesus. Idea. You can always count on Jesus, you guys.
Yeah, I said it once, and I'll say it again. Quit fucking calling the voicemails and saying, hey, Brad, that's all the bullshit. We don't need it. If talking to you, Crimson, and Brad the producer.
Yeah, Crimson.
And pretty much everyone
and
else.
Brad the producer.
Listen.
Motherfuckers.
Well, okay, that faggot didn't do it. He said, hey, Brad, that's acceptable. But anyone who does that,
Hey, Brad.
All right, you guys, if you could refrain from that, it seems to irritate JAG TV, and you definitely don't want to irritate JAG TV, because then he'll leave more messages complaining at me, and we don't want that.
Brad Carter, Nebraska Ryan again. Hey, I'm here with my friend Rock. We're drinking beers, we're laughing our asses off about that. You know, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Still?
I'm telling you, man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I watched too much TV as a kid, that's all.
That's funny. Yeah, keep up the stellar references. That's killer shit right there, brother.
Once again.
Mom. Yeah, Mr. Mom, yeah.
This guy's giving away my references.
Yeah, cactus.
Fucking up my subtlety.
Hey, Brad, it's Don Babon. I left a message on your voicemail a couple of shows ago about how I'll rap at your asshole until it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say, listen.
Are you calling from a bar or something?
When are you going to do another show with Carlito again? You guys are probably my two favorite hosts out of the whole...
You know, Carlito wanted me to do a Christmas show with them this year, and I don't think I was able to because I was busy with, you know, Christmas. And then I think I got on a little bit for a New Year's show, but then I fucked that one all up because my microphone wasn't working or something. It's pretty much all my fault. I know Carlito wants me to get on some shows with him, but I don't know. I just suck lately. I want to.
Whatever the fuck you guys call it, the whole PLA shit. You guys are the best hosts. When you guys get together, you fucking have me rolling harder than anybody else's show. But more than Matt.
Me and him, we need to do a morning show together. It's been forever since we did a morning show together.
More than White, you and Carlito specifically together are probably the best duo in prank call history.
Oh shucks.
So.
It's all
yeah, man,
Carlito.
That's all I wanted to say. Keep up the fucking good work, and I really like the show.
Okay.
Man, I've been listening forever. And yeah, man, have a good day. Cactus, suck my balls. Please lick my asshole. Bye.
Oh, that was sweet. Okay, let's listen to one more voicemail.
Ed, it's Mr. Taco.
Hey,
man.
Mr.
I was
Taco.
Just listening to the early 2000s Pizza on the Grill episode.
Yep.
It's not the first time I've heard it.
Good old
I've
Mrs. Spessa.
Heard it several times, but I just want to say, like,
oh, wait, no, not Pizza's on the Grill. That's me and Murdoch, not me and Mrs. Spessa.
It's a really cool episode, and I really enjoy it. It's very soothing. So maybe you should...
Thanks.
You should make more of those. I know you mentioned you'd make more of those in the episode, but I have yet to hear one.
Oh, wait.
Anyway, love the show.
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I don't know what you're talking about. I remember naming an old show the Pizza on the Grill show, but I don't remember what the show was about. What did we do on the Pizza on the Grill show? Hell if I know. Wow, there's still a lot of voicemails left, so I think I'm going to stop doing voicemails for the rest of this show. Let's play another prank call by somebody who is not me. People are always emailing me prank calls that they've done to rbcp@phonelosers.org, and it looks like back in December, I got one from Kristen. And Kristen has a brother named Matthew who is a supporter of the show. Thank you, Matthew. And Kristen says she helped him out with some prank calls on Christmas Eve, and after some social engineering, we prank called people who had made hotel reservations. So apparently they called up some hotel chain and got them to read off some reservation names and phone numbers. She says, we offered this one lady the boiler room, and she said yes, because she had no other choice. Oh, thanks for giving away the punchline, Kristen. No, sorry, just kidding. She says, I found it freaking hilarious and thought you would get a kick out of it. I can't wait until she shows up at the hotel and asks where the boiler room is. So basically, the lady is going to have a nice little surprise when she gets there, because she thinks she's going to have a horrible time and she's going to be staying in the boiler room. But then when she gets there, holy crap, she gets a normal room just like everyone else. She's going to be so surprised. So the link that Kristen sent me, it's on Matthew's website, which is kingofbellsouth.com, and there's a show on here apparently. Matthew has a show called The Phone Show. What the hell, Matthew? Stealing my phone show name? My lawyers will be in touch. No, just kidding. You can have it, I guess.
We don't.
She says I have to scroll to about 7 minutes in the show.
Robots in our hotel. It doesn't matter if they were killer robots or even regular robots.
And I just scrolled to 6 minutes and 30 seconds, and it's talking about killer robots or something.
Can't build robots in our hotel room.
In a hotel.
So you're banned. I'm sorry.
Fine. Good for you. I don't ever want to stay at your place again anyway.
Hello?
Okay, so I wasn't even supposed to hear that prank, and now I kind of want to listen to the entire show because that was kind of amusing. But okay, it sounds like that was the call about to start, so here it is.
Hi, is this Mrs.
It is.
This is Rachel from
Yes.
Hi.
So I assume Rachel is being played by Kristen, the girl who emailed me.
I'm calling regarding your stay January 1st through the 2nd.
Yes.
So it turns out that we are completely overbooked in the hotel. We accidentally overbooked your room, too, and we're going to have to give it to the other people. So it looks like for that time you're going to have to find another hotel, and we're really sorry.
We're up there to celebrate my daughter's birthday, and we made this reservation over a week ago. Not online.
We just recently booked it to this, somebody else, too.
Well, why are they getting it and not us if we had it beforehand?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the thing is, it's a celebrity.
Wait, I'm confused. So, are there three females on the line? Because I just heard someone say, yeah. But then there's two other people.
So that makes it acceptable. I'm sorry. That's really messed up. Yeah, because we often stay in your hotel.
What?
We have family in the area.
They're on the extension?
You know,
We've been a loyal customer.
Is it your policy?
I think we have to speak
to someone in the manager.
They got two people on the line, so they can out-yell Kristen.
There's not a lot of options out that way. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Would you like me to get my supervisor on the phone?
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
All right, sure. 1 second.
Nice hold music. Probably going to set off the YouTube alarms. Thanks a lot, Matthew and Kristen.
Good evening. This is Dave. How can I help you?
Yeah, I booked a room for two rooms, actually, coming up on January 1st through the 2nd at your hotel.
Okay.
Also have a room booked.
You guys know Matthew's voice from the voicemail.
I got a phone call saying that a celebrity's there, and therefore you're kicking me out of the hotel.
Oh, okay. Is this Mary?
This is Mary. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I'm familiar with that. It's actually my one of my employees, Rachel, that just called you. She just handed me the phone. It looks like we do have another guest that's going to be staying in your room. It looks like there were two reservations made for the same time frame. Looks like it was the 1st through the 2nd.
I called and did mine over the phone directly with you because we stay in your hotel every time you go up north.
They got a hobo cell phone. It's cutting out.
I know, but the other guests who are staying in your room, they're famous celebrities, so we have to give them the room.
Well, why not give them somebody else's room in the hotel? I'm one of your, like, loyal club members, you know what I mean?
You're not a celebrity.
I mean, why not kick out some other people? Why us?
We can't exactly kick these people out because the people that are staying is actually Donald Trump Jr., and we don't want to cause any bad relations with the new president-elect since it's his son.
Oh, my fucking God. No, I'm sorry. We live in Washington, D.C., so we deal with this kind of stuff all the time.
Okay, you guys, she lives in Washington, D.C., and she pronounces it Washington, D.C., did you hear that? I mean, I know I'm no one to talk when it comes to pronouncing things, but I don't call it Washington, D.C.
Like I said, it's like, you know, I mean, give us some other room. Somebody else out, not us.
Okay, let me see.
I mean, it's kind of late notice.
Okay, let me see if we can find another room for you. Okay, it looks like I did find a room. I have one room that's normally reserved for our night employees. It's actually the boiler room down in the basement.
Wait. But why are we being? I mean,
she's
going to
be a coal slave.
Hotel rooms there. Out of all the guests in your hotel, why are we the ones that are being inconvenienced by this?
Well, just how it happened, ma'am. I did find one room that normally we don't reserve for guests. It's usually just for employees to stay at when they're working the
night
shift.
Yeah, in the boiler room. No, I'm not paying $114 to stay in a boiler room. I'm not doing that.
Okay, well, we can definitely refund part of it. It looks like the boiler room is going to be the only option. Now, of course, we can refund 80%.
I had two rooms booked that night, not just one, but two.
Okay.
You're going to do that to somebody who booked two rooms in the same hotel.
Okay.
This is so shitty of these customers to have them both on the phone, like, ganging up on them. Two against one, that is not a fair fight.
Wait. There's no other options up there.
There's no other options. Exactly.
Right. We always stay in your hotel when we're up there.
Matthew, you need to tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up.
Okay. Hold on. Wait.
Can you tell me who is going to take over the room that you overbooked again one more time, please?
Donald Trump Jr.
So Donald Trump Jr. is going to kick our family out.
She's probably recording now.
And you're going to offer to put us in the boiler room. Thank you very much. I just got that on video.
So the boiler room is like what? I
mean, like, what is the boiler room?
Normally it's reserved for employees who, you know, work in the night shift to stay in, you know, when on their rest periods. So normally it's not a room that we give to customers, you know, guests. But we could put you in there. Of course, we would waive, you know, the charges for the room. So instead of you paying the $114, we would actually waive the charge down to $25. Because it'd be in the boiler room, if we rent that room to you, employees would not be able to enter the room because of health loss. So you would be responsible for shoveling the coal into the furnace during the night.
Nice.
That's why we would compensate you for your time.
Good job,
my
Matthew.
God, you better be paying. You want us to shovel coal into the furnace at night?
Well, yes. Your stay is in January, and this is New York. It does get a little cold here.
Yeah. I know. You're telling me I can sleep in a boiler room and shovel coal.
Yes.
Well, don't worry. You will hear about this. Well, let me ask. How many times during the night does coal need to be shoveled into the furnace?
Only once or twice. Usually once around 11, and then usually another one around like 4.
And what's the consequence if we sleep through?
The hotel will get very cold.
My birthday is ruined now. Thank you so much. And now there's no hotel room that you can find us.
Well, we can put you in the boiler room.
Well, you keep on saying that, but you're talking about putting us in the boiler room and having us shovel coal, and we're going to pay you $25 for that?
Normally the charge is $25.
I would take that.
A one-time courtesy. I can waive the $25 fee. So you'll be able to stay here for free.
Well, you know, it sounds like we have no other option available to us except to stay in the boiler room. And how much coal? I mean, I'm a 57-year-old woman, so how much coal am I expected to shovel?
Just one or two shovels full. The shovels we use are about the size of an average snow shovel that you might use to shovel your driveway. So just two of those shovels.
Well, I mean, I don't see what other options we have right now. I mean,
but this is ridiculous.
Donald Trump's bringing back the coal jobs, you guys. It's working.
This is my birthday, and you're kicking us out because Donald Trump Jr. is going to stay there.
She's a sound 57.
And you want to keep your nose out of this. And this is going to be all over Facebook and your supervisors or whoever the fuck can hear about this because this is messed up.
Well, I am the night supervisor on duty tonight.
I'm not going to talk about your hotel. I'm talking about the general chain. This is messed up.
No guests should be treated like this. I have to agree. I mean,
no guests.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, there's so many issues, but it's okay. It's okay. I don't think we have any other option. To say that we're more than just a bit unhappy, I think, is an understatement. You've heard how distressed we are. We are from the Washington, D.C. area.
The Washington, D.C.
We don't have a lot of options up that way, and it sounds like, you know, due to the late notice that you've given us, there's no other options even available in the local area.
Very inconsiderate on
that. So, you know, go ahead and put us down for the boiler room.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this down for the boiler room. We will see you on January 1st.
I don't think they're taking
we'll see
you seriously.
Then, have a Merry Christmas and happy birthday.
Okay, and that was it. And during that call, I did a little bit of Googling here, and I found the post that she made. And she says, the hotel just called us on Christmas Eve to tell us they kicked us out of our hotel reservation on my birthday, January 1st. And there's a little emoticon of a party thingy, because they overbooked our room, in particular to the Donald Trump Jr., a room we booked well in advance, and they have to give him our room because it's their policy, and he's a celebrity. They instead told us we can sleep in the boiler room, that's all in caps, without a shower, to shovel coal at 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning on my birthday. And she did some hashtags to the company, and she says, is this a joke? We are rewards members, or something like that. And the hotel, they actually replied to her. She says, hi, Mary, thanks for choosing to book with us. Allow us to look into this further and investigate, and send us a private message with your phone number and email. And I just looked at a few pictures. I don't think this lady's 57. I think she's full of shit. But anyway, thank you, Kristen and Matthew, for sending that in. That was pretty funny. And I'm gonna save this link. I think later today I'm going to listen to the other call about the killer robots. And if any of you want to listen to this, just go to kingofbellsouth.com. And apparently he has a show called The Phone Show. So it looks like The Phone Show is back, everyone. It's under new management. kingofbellsouth.com. I think there's a podcast feed, it looks like. So this is definitely a podcast. You're probably going to want to add to your feeds if you're into that sort of thing. The next request is from Happy Jack Gum.
And he gives me the number of a lady named Claire, and he says, "This is my 85-year-old grandmother. She is the angriest racist in the world. She hates black people more than anything. Tell her something like the city's gonna install a school bus stop in front of her house for transporting black people to a good neighborhood alcohol." I don't know, I think Happy Jack Gum wrote this while he was drunk. And she has to pay for it. Actually, anything about black people, she should flip out. Don't tell her I sicked you on her. Okay, let's give her a call. I don't really want to do racist stuff, though, okay? So I'm just gonna just do the bus stop part and leave the rest out, and hopefully she'll still get angry about the whole thing.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs.
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the city of Cincinnati. And I'm calling to let you know we're gonna be installing a bus stop in your front yard.
You're gonna do what?
We're gonna install a bus stop in your front yard.
A bus stop?
Yeah, a bus stop for the bus, for the city bus.
And what do you mean in my front yard?
You know where the grass?
Yeah, okay, in front of my house.
Yeah, in front of your house. You know where the grass is?
I don't have any grass. I got a.
Well, you know.
I got a parking space out in front.
Yeah, that, you know, that blacktop kind of section.
Yeah.
But there's,
yeah, that's where we park our cars.
Yeah, there's grass behind it, though, like in the yard,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, there's grass behind it.
Yeah, we're going to take about half of the yard, you know, and we're going to turn it all into a bus stop because we have to put trash cans out there and ashtrays and advertising signs and all kinds of stuff. And there's going to be a big bus shelter.
What are you talking about? We got... We park our cars in that blacktop. You can't take that away. Oh,
well, it looks like the neighbor, they have an area that you could park in. They just have grass.
No, well, they don't have an area I can park in the neighbors. They park in their own. They park their cars there.
Well, you also have a
I can't park in my neighbors.
You also have a driveway. Do you ever think of using the driveway to park in?
No, we can't use the driveway because it goes way down a hill, and if it snows, we can't get in and out.
Well, just don't park down there when it snows.
Oh, God.
You know,
you can't take my parking area. That's it.
Okay, well, so
I just hit that blacktop. I'm not going to give that up.
Well, the parking area, you can still park there, I guess, but the bus stop's going to be in your yard. So it's going to kind of be in.
How's it going to be in my yard?
Because
the parking area's in front of my grass. Here.
But they can use your sidewalk. You know, there's still a sidewalk, so they can just walk
on. Hello, who is this?
Hey, who's this?
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the city of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I was talking to Claire.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, who is this? You didn't tell me who this is yet.
My name is Roberts.
Oh, hey, Roberts. Are you the husband or the son or?
What, you want to take her parking place away? Is that what you want
to
do?
No, she can keep the parking space if she's going to be like that about it. But we're going to be installing
she's going to be, pal.
We're going to be installing a bus shelter in the front yard. Like where the grass is?
We're going to be what?
We're going to install a bus shelter in the front yard.
Not in our front yard, no.
Oh, yeah, in your front yard where the grass is. So I'm just calling to let you know they're going to be there tomorrow to start digging up the yard.
The hell they are. But, who the hell are you?
Well, I already told you this is Steve Dave from the city of Cincinnati.
No one's going to dig up our front yard.
Well, they're just going to pour concrete in it, and they're going to put a bus shelter down.
You're not putting any sign in our yard. Put it in somebody else's yard.
Hey, you can stop yelling at me, sir. I'm just doing my job here. I'm just letting you know they're going to be putting a bus shelter.
I'm letting you know.
They've already voted, so it's going in your front yard. And I think all the flowers she planted are going to look very nice around it. And he hung up. Let's call right back.
Hello.
Oh, hey, don't put that stupid guy on the phone again. I don't like him, but hey, do you think...
I don't care whether you like him or not. He lives here.
Well, tomorrow, do you think you could just for tomorrow, just move the car out of the way? Because we got to get the cement truck in there.
For what?
What
do you think you're going to do?
They're going to...
You're not putting no signs in my yard.
Well, I'm not.
Now.
I'm just an office worker, but the construction men are going to come out, and they're going to put a bus stop sign up.
Who decided this?
The city of Cincinnati. They all voted. It was a big meeting and stuff.
Voted on what? On my house?
Yeah, well, just on the yard.
Or somebody else's yard.
No, the house is...
I'm not having my parking spot taken away.
Well, you have a driveway. Just flatten out your
driveway. I don't have a driveway. I got a damn mountain that goes down my driveway. I got a big driveway that goes
down a hill.
It's not a straight driveway.
You're being dramatic.
And I can't park in there.
That's exactly
like... two cars.
That's exactly like my driveway looks in San Andreas.
What?
That's exactly like my driveway looks in San Andreas. You have to come up a hill when you come out of the garage.
San Andreas, what?
California.
What are you doing from calling me from California?
Oh, no, it's just a video game.
What?
I'm just saying, it's really easy for me to pull out. I can pretty much ramp up into the street from my driveway.
I don't care. You're not... You ramp up into the street. How are we going to... Oh, God.
Ma'am, I think
This is crazy. You're not taking my driveway away, my parking area away.
Okay.
I don't care who you are.
You can keep the parking area. I feel like you're being kind of racist about this whole thing.
I'm not being racist. What do you mean racist?
It just seems like you're being racist.
Racist about keep my driveway?
Because I'm black and you're disagreeing with me.
What?
Because I'm black and you're disagreeing with me.
I didn't know you were black.
Oh yes, you did. That's the reason. That's the reason you're disagreeing with me and refusing.
It is not what I'm not giving up my parking area. I don't care what you say. Who are you from? And where are you from anyway?
I'm from the city.
California.
No.
What do you got to do with this crap?
I'm in Cincinnati, dummy. I play a video game it's in San Andreas, California.
So what?
I was saying my driveway looks just like your driveway, and I don't have problems like you seem to.
Where do you have a driveway at? Here in Cincinnati?
No, it's in a virtual space inside of a video game.
Oh, God, give me a break. I don't care. You're not taking my parking area, and that's it.
Well, they're going to be there tomorrow with a cement truck, so can you just move
it? I don't care what they're going to do with the cement truck. They're not taking my driveway.
Park it in front of the neighbor's driveway.
I'll be out there, because they're not taking my driveway. I'm going to call a lawyer or something, because I'm not giving up my parking area.
Well, it'll be too late, because we'll already have the cement poured and the bus shelter installed by Friday.
What? Put it in front of somebody else's house. They don't have to be in front of mine. These people next door got a straight driveway. They can get two or three cars back there. They got a big parking area in the back, and they got a straight driveway. All I got is a driveway that goes down a hill.
You could just make yourself have a straight driveway and, you know, just fill it in and make it level.
I can't have a straight driveway. What in the hell am I going to do with filling my garage door?
Fill it up with rocks.
Oh, God.
Fill up the whole garage with rocks.
I got a cement driveway.
I know.
And it goes down a mountain.
I can see it here on the plans, and it's not a mountain. It's just a little bitty hill. Quit exaggerating.
Well, I can't get up and down it, and when there's any snow, any ice, or anything, you can't get out of it.
You're just full of complaints. Anyway,
forget it. I'm tired of it.
Happy Jack Gum, your grandma's tired of it, okay? She's very tired of it. She's tired of this whole thing. So, you know, let us know how she's doing about this whole thing, and I don't know how often you visit her and everything, but maybe you should pay her a visit right after the show and just go hang out and see if she talks about it. Maybe, I've got an idea. Bring your cell phone with you. Get a recording app, you know, like voice recording or video recording even. I don't care. Get her on a recording bitching about the whole bus stop thing. Oh, and if you guys don't know what she's talking about with the driveway, it's like she's got her house is just like one level, but then underneath the house is the garage and I assume a basement probably. And she has to go down a hill, basically down one story to the basement level of her house. Because the regular house, it's at ground level. And it doesn't look that steep here on Street View. I looked up her house on Street View. But I guess I can see how that could be a problem if there's snow. But really, you know, just ramp up it. That's what I do at my house. I think right now would probably be a good time to end the show. I know we didn't get anyone really riled up today, but that lady was pretty funny. And whoever that guy was that she put on the phone, he was pretty funny. And she kept yelling at me about being in California and stuff. That was great. I don't think What's-His-Face's grandma is a racist, though, because I tried to bring that into the call, but she didn't seem to have a problem with anything I said. So maybe you're the racist one. You ever think of that? I think that's what we learned on today's show, that What's-His-Face is a racist. Not his grandma, but him. I can't even remember his name, because I don't want to remember the name of a racist. And what else did we learn today? We learned some new Mexican words, if you guys didn't know how to say hello in Paris talk. Now you know. And we learned that I'm a gypsy. That old man that hates the internet, he says I'm a gypsy. So I agree with him. I'm a gypsy. I'm not going to talk about hobos anymore. I'm just going to talk about gypsies from now on. We also learned that when the CEO, when he needs some Tylenol, he can't count on his employees to bring some over to his house. Even when you try to bribe him with M&M, they still won't do it. Apparently grandma's more important. We learned that K-A-R-Y-N is a stupid fucking way to spell Karen. And if you're a listener and your name is Karen and you spell your name like that, I don't want you as a listener anymore. Just hang up the podcast. You hang it up right now. Today's show was made possible by Andrew Don Farquimi. I'm just going to pronounce it wrong every time. That's what I'm going to do. If people are going to make me say their entire names, I'm going to pronounce them wrong. But I probably would have anyway, because it's Andrew Don Farquimi. Thanks, Andrew, for supporting the show. And if any of you out there would like to support the show, it's pretty easy to do. You just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up. Be a supporter of the show. If you do $5 a month, you will get extra shows every week, or at least one extra show every week, that is. You'll have full access to the Hobosodes immediately after signing up, and it's totally worth it. And if you hate Patreon, you can do the same thing by going to phonelosers.org/cactus. It's pretty much the best deal that you can find on the internet. And while you're at it, while you're on the Patreons and signing up for my Patreon, you should also support Nick Caesar's Patreon at patreon.com/scaryart. If you like the art that you see on all of the shows, all of those cartoon drawings of cactuses and stuff like that, most likely it was done by Nick Caesar. And he's fucking awesome, so go support his Patreon and buy some t-shirts at scaryart.spreadshirt.com. Links are in the show notes. Be sure to add Phone Losers on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, and on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. And there's a couple of YouTube channels, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and youtube.com/phonelosersshows. Each one of those channels is very important, and you should subscribe to both of them. It'd be crazy not to.
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise? Whoa! Oh, a shooting star. Let's make a wish. Your boobs more. I wish I was a little bit shorter. Taco Bell, run for the border. I wish to save the whales.
Cool.
I wish that the notes went up and down a scale. I wish that I had more wishes. I wish more girls were more promiscuous. I wish for world peace. Whoop whoop, that's the sound of the police. I'm a radical dude. Pizza, that's my favorite food. Let's make some wishes. Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious. But my wish for today, I wish that Michael Bolton would sing on my birthday. Watch me do a backflip! Watch me do a robot dance! My rap flows are cool! Tell everybody there's a party at the pool! I'll invite my friends! Like Larry, Sally, Bob, and Steven. We'll wish for cool stuff. Wishes turn real if you wish hard enough. I wish we could party on my balcony. I wish death upon my enemies.
Yeah.
Let's step outside and take a look at the beautiful night sky. Oh, a shooting star. I wish to be the very, very best rapper.
Your wish is granted.
Through the mist, a creature vanished. And disappeared. And then everybody cheered.
But sir, but sir, but sir.